From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran would be banned from owning U.S. agricultural land under legislation just advanced by a House panel. Last year's first attempt failed to get Senate approval, but this year, Washington Republican Dan Newhouse says Russia could be the difference.
Given the horrific events in Ukraine at the hands of Russia and the Putin regime, as many members of this committee know, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are not our allies.
Aside from reporting, Newhouse says, federal law currently imposes no restrictions on foreign farmland ownership.
This is about our country's national security and ensuring that adversaries like China, like Russia, like North Korea, or Iran do not gain a foothold on American soil.
At last count, China, Russia, and Iran accounted for a combined 200,000 acres of foreign-owned ag land, less than 0.7%.
The People's Republic of China is only interested in reaping every possible benefit from U.S. land without giving back or considering our future to sustain an independent energy and food production. The U.S. cannot become dependent on our adversaries for our domestic food supply.
Canada, the Netherlands, Italy, and Germany hold the lion's share of foreign-owned U.S. ag land at just over 35 million acres. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.